This self-compassion check-in is something you can do throughout your day whenever it feels like you could use some self-compassion. Compassion is being with the suffering of others. Self-compassion is being with our own suffering. So to do this self-compassion check-in, we need to evoke some suffering in our own lives. So I invite you to bring to mind some difficulty you're having right now. Maybe some stress you're feeling, maybe a relationship problem, a work situation. Choosing something difficult in your life, but not the most difficult. Maybe a 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. And just bring this difficulty to mind. Getting in touch with it. Noting what happened or what might happen. Who said what? Who did what? And so on. Noticing how this suffering feels in your body, if you're feeling anything. And to work with this suffering, we'll use 3 phrases. And each phrase, you'll speak to yourself, repeating it as often as you need to highlight it. And the first phrase is, "This is a moment of suffering." Feel free to use language that speaks to you. For example, "Ouch, this hurts," or "This is really hard right now," or else just naming it. "This is a moment of suffering." And just noticing how it feels to acknowledge this suffering. And the second phrase to repeat to yourself is, "Suffering is a part of life. Everyone suffers, no matter who they are." Again, using your own words, maybe saying, "It is not abnormal to suffer," or "Suffering is part of every human life. No one escapes suffering." Just bringing the universality of suffering as part of the human condition. And noticing what it feels like when you acknowledge that. And the third phrase to repeat to yourself is, "May I be kind to myself in this moment of suffering." Not judging yourself for your suffering, but being kind to yourself because of your suffering. You can express your self-care by placing your hand over your heart or on your body somewhere where it feels soothing and comforting. Feeling the warmth of your hand. May I hold my suffering with kindness. You can even speak to yourself using your first name, as if you were talking to your own best friend. Perhaps you could say something like, "It's going to be okay. I care about you. May your suffering be eased." Using any words that express your wish that you be happy and free from suffering. Now just noticing what's happening, how you're holding this experience, what's happening inside your body. If the body is tensed up or contracted a little bit, you can extend some compassion to your body and invite it to soften. Again, acknowledging this moment of suffering and the universality of suffering, and acknowledging your wish that you be free from suffering. And then letting go of the practice and noticing how you feel, allowing yourself to be just as you are in this moment.